In 2017, then-Governor Bruce Rauner signed into law what was known as Charlie's Law. That required insurance companies to cover treatment costs for autoimmune diseases in children. One of those conditions is called PANDAS, and approximately 1 in 200 children suffer from it. PANDAS advocate Wendy Navarra sat down with Daisy Contreras to talk about how some insurance companies are still not covering treatment costs.
You have a personal story to go with this, so you have seen the symptoms and gone through the treatment process. Tell me more about that.
I have three children who have PANDAS or PANS, and one of them, Charlie, was one of the Charlies for whom the law was named in 2017. What happens when a child has pediatric autoimmune neuropsychiatric disorder associated with strep or pediatric acute onset neuropsychiatric syndrome is that they have an overnight onset of what looks to be mental health symptoms, and they are debilitating. Children might exhibit OCD in ways that they've never shown a propensity for. They might exhibit eating disorders. They're unable to sleep. They're unable to eat. They're afraid of water, going to school. They just exhibit quite a few symptoms, and oftentimes they become non-functional. So they can't attend school. They can't play with their friends. And parents are really scared half to death about what might have happened to their children. So, it was really important when we started this journey to ensure that families get insurance coverage for the treatment of this disorder, because if you do that, these children can go back to a normal, healthy life. My three children with PANDAS are currently all in college and doing quite well.
What's the difference between PANDAS and PANS?
PANS is kind of an umbrella term, the pediatric acute onset neuropsychiatric syndrome. It covers other infectious triggers like a pneumonia or Lyme disease, or even hand, foot, and mouth would be an infectious trigger. Whereas PANDAS, pediatric autoimmune neuropsychiatric disorder associated with strep, is strep-induced only. So think of PANDAS as being little, and PANS is a larger umbrella. And then autoimmune encephalopathies, which is the language that's in this legislation we're working on now, encompasses both of those things.
When it comes to the coding for insurance companies to cover PANDAS and PANS, walk me through that, the coding issue, and how the new language in this bill is going to clarify that.
Right. So the International Classification of Diseases is on its 10th version right now. And in the ICD-10, there is no specific code for PANDAS or PANS. But in the ICD-11, which is due to come out and be fully implemented by January 2022, PANDAS is included in that. So we really are asking for kind of a stopgap measure until that code can be implemented in doctor's offices across the state. We need our insurers to accept a code of autoimmune encephalopathy because it's the best code out there to describe what PANDAS and PANS are.
Tell me more about that treatment. Costs could be up to $15,000.
So the treatments range from what would be, considered for a mild case would be something like antibiotics, maybe steroids. And the treatment that has really caused roadblocks for our families is called IVIG, and that stands for intravenous immunoglobulin treatments. And what they do in that is they insert an IV and give a child immunoglobulins from many donors. What that tends to do is reset the immune system so that it works properly. It attacks the things it needs to attack as opposed to attacking a portion of the child's brain. Yes, it is extremely expensive. Like you said, up to $15,000. It's dosed based on the weight of the child. So honestly, the longer we wait to treat these kids, they grow bigger. Children grow. So the more expensive that treatment becomes. And if a doctor has inadvertently missed it, or if an insurance company puts roadblocks up in front of a family for a year at a time, what could have been solved with perhaps a $5,000 treatment becomes that $15,000 treatment. So it's really important that we employ the new language to clarify Charlie's Law so that everyone knows what PANDAS and PANS are and what the treatment is, and they can get that covered.
That was Wendy Navarra, a PANDAS advocate, discussing some of the hurdles families still face when getting treatment for their children.